Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to just close your eyes. Bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. Always, I like to remind you, the words from Job that said, it is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life. So let us honor and revere this precious life-giving breath. And as we inhale, truly expand our lungs and lower our diaphragm to take in the maximum life-giving oxygen that is so necessary. And as we release, truly contract and exhale out every drop of the old breath. As you take your next deep breath in, set the intention to be here now, in this moment. Lowering the diaphragm and truly expanding the lungs to take in this energizing, vitalizing breath. And as you exhale out, truly contracting in and expressing all with the old breath. And as you take your final deep breath in now, truly allow yourself to drop down into this sacred chamber of the heart. This inner sanctuary, this deep, deep cave within. And over the next 9 or so minutes, we are consciously staying present to the presence of the Divine. I'd like to share with you this morning from Joyce Rupp's Fragments of Your Ancient Names, something by Laurens van der Post, entitled Giver of Names. To name is to be known by the designator. And so it is with you, our Giver of Names. We humans have boldly assigned a word to every person and particle of existence. Yet, this may well not be the true name that rests on the breath of your knowing. I wonder today what name you give me as you lovingly peruse my journey of life. What word or words do you call me to express how you perceive my truest self? I was thinking as I was driving over that the initials I want after my name is C-O-G, Child of God. And then when I got here, I asked for what to share with you this morning, and that was the reading I got. And so to the giver of names, I believe one of the truest names we can ever, ever call ourselves, a children of God. Children of the Most High, children of the Innermost One, children of the Divine. We are made in that image and likeness of God. And just as we are made in the image and likeness and have some of the genes of our biological parents, maybe our father's eyes, our mother's hands, we are also made in the divine image of the Creator of all that is. And so we share the same attributes of the divine. And yet we forget. And yet we will call ourselves other names that are not our true name. We may call ourselves silly or stupid, or I'm clumsy, or I'm a fool, or I'm not good enough. These are false names. The giver of names simply sees that we are its expression, its offspring, that we are beautiful, that we are love, that we are glorious in every shape and form. So today I invite you to listen deeply within to the name of your truest self. Listen to the name that the giver of names is giving you, my beloved. In this awareness, in this knowing, in this acceptance that we are the beloved of the divine, let us live from this acceptance, from this truth, from this knowing that our true name is beloved child of God. And so, divine beloved, as you know this for yourself in your innermost being, know it for all of life's expressions, even though at times they may not show up in that way, even though at times they may not be expressing their divine inner nature, even though at times it's hard to see it. See it you must, for it is written that God created everything and saw that it was good, and very good. Let us see with the eyes of God the true names of all of His expressions. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we consciously come into Your presence at this time, remembering our true name, beloved child of God, we can rest in this. We can trust in this. We can be in this. We don't have to do anything to make You love us more. And there is nothing that we can do that will make You love us less. We are beloved of You. Let us remember this in the times when we are feeling less than, when we are feeling unworthy, when we are feeling anything but the beloved child of God. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we know this truth for ourselves, when we know it and behold it for all whom we encounter. So in this peace, in this truth, in this realization, we are resting right now. And so it is. Amen. I invite you to take a deep breath as we do our prayer of protection. the light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is.
And wherever I am, God is.
And all is well.
And all is well.
And so it is. So my divine beloved child of God, as we come to the end of our 10 at 10, I look forward to joining you on Sunday for Reveying Sunday Soul Connection. Have a wonderful and blessed day.